the gentleman of folk music and a great host himself, please welcome John McLean.
Thank you, Jerry, for that nice introduction. Not often I get called a gentleman. And thank you, Ellen and Ira. I beg your pardon? Why, thank you. You can fool some of the people some of the time. All right, every year I tell myself I'm going to get this song out soon enough so that as I've forgotten it over the last 11 months, I will memorize it and not have to bring these lyrics up. But here we are once again in December in the song that I tend to sing for Christmas, just to remind us that, and I think it's still appropriate, we've got people fighting overseas in strange wars, so this is Christmas in the Trenches by John McCutcheon.
Francis Tolliver, come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. To Belgium and to Flanders, Germany to hear. I fought for king and country I love dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung. Frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas song was sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day. They're brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing, bloody well you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. Cannon rested silent, gas clouds rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As soon as they were finished and a reverent pause was spent, God rest ye merry gentlemen struck up some lads from Ghent. The next they sang was Steely Nacht, his silent night, says I. And in two tongues one song filled up that sky. There's someone coming towards us, the front line sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag like a Christmas star shone on the plain so bright as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. One by one on either side walked into no man's land, with neither gun nor bayonet met there hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy, wished each other well, and in a flare-lit soccer game we gave them hell. Traded chocolates, cigarettes, photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played a squeeze box, they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight stole upon us, France was France once more. Sad farewells we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung. Frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. O'er the walls they kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned the lessons well. For the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame, and on each end of the rifle we're the same. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Let's hear it for John McClain, who says he's only a semi-gentleman. So.